com。
Happy Monday, everybody. This is the tail end of April because what do we have left? We've flipped over now to the 23rd, and as we rack up the days, we're almost into May. Oh, my. You know that whole thing about April showers brings May flowers? What a bunch of nonsense, eh? Because in the Northeast, right now, they're in the middle of a nor'easter. Oh, yes, it's true. Do you believe it? The weather, lots and lots of rain. Some of you listening to me maybe right now are laying down, listening to the rain smash against your windows. A lot of different places suffering through that. And there are other places, like Pittsburgh, they're dealing with snow. Traditionally, this is not when you would get snow, and you especially wouldn't get the kind of winds and snow and rain that the people are getting, up to a foot and a half of heavy, wet snow, rains, high winds pounding the Northeast. Winter finally arrives, but guess what? It's in April. Who would have thunk it? I guess you never know. So I dress in layers. Throw the emergency gear in the back of your car just in case. Because, you know, there's some people who would have gone off for the weekend and they're coming back and that's what they're flying back into. And they're probably not really prepared for it. So we'll tell you a little bit about what's happening on the East Coast. Perfect, because it was Earth Day. So you get out of Earth Day and swing into that Monday morning rush hour and the real bah humbug that has hung around since December will really rear its ugly head when people are bumper to bumper on some of those highways. Hope you did have a good weekend. Heading into this week, some of the big things that are going to be talked about that will affect my purse and your wallet is how much money we're going to end up spending in Afghanistan, because we're going to be in Afghanistan until 2024. You heard me right. 2024, 10 years more. 2014 is not ultimately the end date. It's the end date for the majority of troops to leave Afghanistan, but that's not it. Some will stay behind. There will be massive amounts of government people that will stay there to help Hamid Karzai continue to get his army, his police force, his government on its feet to sign the deal that's been negotiated for the past year and a half. Karzai demanded dollars attached to it, and it was agreed upon. Now it's a question of his parliament and our Congress approving it. But I want to know if you approve, Mr. and Mrs. America. What do you think? Dumping more cash, tons of it, at the problems in Afghanistan. Will that keep us safer when we put our heads on our pillows at night? Because the boogeyman is kept at bay. Isn't that why we were in Afghanistan in the first place? To snuff out the big bad Taliban and the Al-Qaeda folks and any other insurgents who would come to this country and do terrible things to our innocent people in the form, most likely, of bombs or buildings like we saw happen on 9/11. That was the idea. That's why we're in Iraq. That's why we're in Afghanistan. 2024, how do you feel about it? 855-266-KATE, or let me give you the numbers. 855-266-5283. A lot of conversation about the Secret Service, and I got a really easy deal here. More Secret Service agents are gone. More heads supposedly are going to roll. They're talking about a bigger investigation into this scandal, what happened in Cartagena, Colombia. If you don't know, 11 to 12 Secret Service agents and the advance team securing the area, hooked up with some prostitutes. One of the prostitutes was upset because she wasn't paid the amount of money she was demanding. The rest is history. The Pandora's box was rocked open. There was no putting it back in the box. Now we've sent envoys back and forth to Colombia to investigate further, to look at their laws, and this is the scandal that just won't go away. We're paying for this one, too, because already we're up to almost $2 million with the amounts of money with the back and forth and the investigating. And now the fact that we're talking about more hearings, if that happens, that's more time away from other things that are going on and a lot of money spent on figuring out who Zoomed who and what are they going to do to ensure that this doesn't happen again. How do you ensure it's not going to happen again? Here's what you do. You send out a memo. It costs you just a couple of dollars to write the memo and then send it out. Get it in everyone's mailbox that says, we have a zero tolerance policy here at the Secret Service. If you are caught frolicking with prostitutes or XYZ, name a few other things, you will immediately be dismissed. Please sign the below document. The United States taxpayers. How about that? Mark Sullivan, he's the Secret Service Director. It's that easy. They're investigating. Four investigators are on this case. Four investigators. And they're just digging up a timeline. They're looking at specifics of what happened in Cartagena on the 11th and the 12th of April. Most likely, they're going to resign, retire, or be forced to leave. That's the end of the matter, and we're done with it. We're done with this. So, yes, the Secret Service has to protect the president, senior administration officials, and other prominent figures. And, yes, there are going to be people that are going to do bad things. It is a terrible thing in the sense that it's wasting our money, and it would be so much easier just to send out the aforementioned memo that I suggested. But here's some reaction, Congressman Daryl Issa and Congressman Pete King on the Secret Service.
We're looking over the shoulder of Mark Sullivan, asking the director to do an exhaustive search, first of all, on this incident, but also to make sure from a human resource management standpoint that whatever in the culture allowed people to think this was okay, this could happen, would be gone and gone forever. Yes, these were prostitutes, which is awful and salacious, but they were also foreign nationals. Every one of these Secret Service people who had a contact with any foreign national of any sort would have had an obligation to report this potential problem. So obviously, you know, it's bigger than that, but it's something that we believe that the Secret Service can fix.
The key thing here is not that they were prostitutes. That makes it good, you know, for the tabloids. The fact that foreign nationals were brought back into a security area on the eve of the trip of the President of the United States goes against everything the Secret Service stands for. This investigation is going full speed ahead. There are many, many agents in Colombia interviewing the women involved, interviewing the hotel employees. There's, I believe, hundreds of Colombian police are assisting the Secret Service in this.
All right, so that's fine. Dig if you must, but then put the shovels away and let's move on. Do we need to keep dredging this over and over and over again and talk about the culture of the Secret Service? It's a culture that's been very secretive, but now all bets are off after this happened in Colombia. I've got a dungeon moment next that affects all of you who listen to America Tonight. You're going to be surprised. You do not want to miss it. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Come away with me, and I will ride.
All right, speaking of coming away with me in the night, that's what happened to the shooter, George Zimmerman, the guy who shot Trayvon Martin. We know the whole story. He's now been bailed out, $150,000. That was the bond that was agreed upon in court on Friday. He actually apologized to the family, said he was sorry for what happened. Didn't say, I'm sorry, I shot him. Just said, I'm sorry for what happened. And he's been sprung from the clink. So he was wearing a beige jacket, jeans, and carrying a bunch of his stuff with him. As I said, who knows where he ultimately ends up, a neighboring state, because his attorney was arguing that it wasn't safe for him to stay in Florida because there was too much of a bounty, so to speak, on his head because of all the death threats and everything else that he was receiving. So most likely he is somewhere close by, but only the courts know and the cops know, I guess, and that's it for now anyway. The one thing I know is that he is sprung from prison. There are some people that I would love to put in a special little dungeon. And I think you'll find this interesting. You know, always I'm telling you, go to AmericaTonight.net. All roads lead to AmericaTonight.net. Because you can hook up with us, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And you can vent. You can send me, frankly, your little musings by clicking on the site and hitting email. It's been down for a couple of days. And the reason the server is down is because copper thieves decided to do some damage. And the place, the server where my stuff is housed, they went on top of the roof, took a saw, and went at it. Went after the copper and got it all. And who knows how much, maybe $4,000 worth. But that's what they did. So the whole place was turned upside down, and now it's all being restored. But how about that? We've had people on the show before, builders, who have talked about having to guard against that. We had a woman who was on whose son was out at a bunch of houses that he built, and this was in Atlanta, and the copper thieves were everywhere. So he was out there watching, and it ended up that he shot somebody and killed somebody, and he went on trial, and he was cleared of that. But they had a gun, and I think he had a gun, and then the rest was history. But he was there watching the property for fear that they were going to take these new houses and rip all the copper out of it. So who knew? But that's exactly what happened. So without further ado, you unnamed thieves that have messed up the America Tonight website, we're going to throw you in our dungeon. You have the honors, Matt Johnson. Go ahead.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
What's that old saying? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Scorned by some copper thieves. It's interesting where they look, though. Because there's some obvious places, and there's a lot of people have had a lot of problems with that, like I said, with the copper. Especially lately, it's been pretty bad once again. The demand to try to make some extra bucks and to rip off that stuff. All right, it's not a ripoff, unfortunately. It's the truth. If there are some pieces of roofs that are being ripped off, it's because of Mother Nature. A storm slammed the Atlantic seaboard. And you had a lot of flooding, you've got some strong winds, you've got nasty, cold, heavy snow, power outages into Monday. The storm just rolled up the Atlantic coast with some drenching rain. And for a lot of those areas, even though the rain is needed, because most of the places from Boston, D.C., etc., they've got a deficit of maybe 6 inches or more, so they're getting a soaking. So from that point of view, I guess it's good, but it's not good with the flooding. It's not good how it's going to overwhelm some of those storm drains. And the fact that you've got trees with leaves on it, and what does that do? That's going to clog them up. Virginia to really New York City is going to get the worst pack of the rain, and that's happening right now. New England is probably going to be the hardest hit later, as it's happening more into morning rush, and that'll start soon. But you've got wind, you've got rain, you've got snow, you've got high tides in coastal areas. And here we had this winter that was so mild. There were not these huge storms that we've talked about in the past. And so now you got those horrible downed trees and all that stuff that comes as a consequence of that. Buffalo, they know what it's like. People that live in Buffalo, Erie and Youngstown and Pittsburgh, all of those places know what it's like to get hit with it. And it's nasty, nasty stuff that you have to deal with. And this is when you're not expecting it, because you're into April and you're thinking, are you kidding me? What's going on here? We're into April. We're not supposed to get that. So anyway, here was one man's reaction to the nor'easter and not expecting it.
The boulevard is clear. There's no flooding yet. And actually, it's a light rain right now. It's really not that bad at this moment. Not really going crazy down here yet. We've got some, you know, some larger white caps out on the ocean. It is blowing in from the northeast. There's no erosion yet. I don't see anything.
Not yet, but when he wakes up, he will see it for sure, because the reports that I have are that it's pretty bad, pretty decent rainfall and lots of flooding, depending if we're talking about northern New Jersey, southern New Jersey, parts of Pennsylvania, talking about Washington, D.C., also same thing, and people are used to dealing with all kinds of weather, but it's a mindset, if you will. When you hit the calendar and you flip over the page and you think, oh, thank goodness we've gotten through this. We've gotten through the winter. It wasn't too bad. So, you know, it's like 40-some degrees and just severe weather. Mostly, for most people, though, it's actually rain. They're mostly dealing with rain, not so much the snow. but there are some areas like Pittsburgh where they've had to put up with this unseasonable snow. It'll pass, and then by the time you get to the end of the week, it'll be much nicer, much nicer. This is why you wish that you had booked that trip that was really, really cheap to Hawaii, because you'd be off on some island somewhere and you'd miss the whole thing. You'd miss all that heavy rain, you'd miss all that snow, you'd miss maybe the down power lines. To me, that's the biggest thing. The worst thing is the power. Because when you're dealing with the power, when you don't have power and you're trying to figure out what to do, and then if you go to a hotel and the hotels are booked up because everybody's doing the same thing, and I mean, you get my drift, and I'm waiting for everything to come back online. Remember, that's happened to the people in Connecticut. How many days did the folks in Connecticut have to wait for power to get back turned on? So now, maybe for some of you listening to me, if you're flying somewhere, you might want to make sure that everything's okay there with this freak storm that's happened. There was that deadly storm in late October, what was it, last year, where 2 million people that I'm mentioning lost power, and you had states of emergency declared from Pennsylvania to Massachusetts, and, I mean, nasty, nasty stuff. So in the Appalachian Mountains in West Virginia, they're seeing snow. Western New York, I mentioned, they're going to see the higher elevations, they're going to see snow. You know, a little bit of a dusting probably in the Smoky Mountains, maybe a little bit in Ohio as well. Heavy snow expected for those areas, though, up to 14 inches. 14 inches. No joke. Oh, wow, that's rough. Rough, 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 rough. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm okay. Lazy weekend.
Lazy weekend's good. Lazy weather here is good. Weather in the Northeast is terrible.
Well, it was here, too.
Yeah.
And I'm freezing.
Brutal.
I just want to make a couple corrections, because Tomasa's music pretty well spot on.
Right. What did he say that you thought was wrong?
That we totally...
Oh, Vietnam.
I totally abandoned Vietnam. Oh, there goes the commercial, huh?
You know what? We're going to make an exception. We're going to hold you through, Izzy. We got some down power lines we're dealing with here in the studio. So hold on. They cut the copper. Hang on. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Two cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We've got our unofficial intern hanging on with us. We love her dearly. Izzy, who's got a fact check for us because she's questioning something that Tomas said about Vietnam. In fact, we were talking about Afghanistan, and as I said, the deal has been cut basically now. We're there through 2024 and how ridiculous it was. I say 2014 and that's it. Yes, there'd be some scattered people, but do we really need to give Hamid Karzai a pot of gold and continue to invest in that country? Come on. Hello, Izzy.
Hi. Okay. I'm not so much that Tomas was wrong per se, but we have to remember why we got out of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
We were there almost 21 years, by the way. Starting in 1954 with Eisenhower. And if people recall, Vietnam sized America up pretty much like Al-Qaeda's doing. The Americans will to get the heck out.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in Vietnam. It wasn't that we just, you know, pulled out and said the heck with you.
Right.
It was, we were at an impasse because remember, way back, we had this conversation, Kate, about Congress micromanaging war.
Yes.
And not letting the military do its job. Well, that's what happened in Vietnam. And when General Abrams came along with a plan to start getting it right, well, Congress said if Nixon didn't pull the troops, they would. And that's just about what happened. It wasn't that we just bailed. Congress up and decided, well, we don't want to be there anymore, so ta-ta, and we're not going to let our troops go in and bomb the living crap out of Hanoi. And we didn't.
You're right. You're right.
And so we pulled all our troops out. And also, don't forget, we had groups like the Weathermen, you know, Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, going around protesting along with all the other peaceniks and goofball hippies, putting pressure on Congress.
Yeah.
But that was the first war that I've studied where Congress started micromanaging from this side of the pond. And we also had Cambodia and Laos to deal with, in addition to Vietnam. Because we still have MIAs in those two countries outside of Vietnam. Because I've been back twice.
You've been back twice?
I have, yes.
Wow. And yes. This is fascinating, actually, that you say this. What was it like in going back? What were the two times you went back?
First time I had a lot of bitterness. Lots of bitterness. A lot of anger. Because they're now a thriving country, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but Motorola was one of the big companies that went into Vietnam shortly after we left. And they've been there at least over two decades. Because a friend of mine works for Motorola, and she goes to Vietnam at least once a year.
Wow.
So industry went into Vietnam, but the South Vietnamese more or less had just kind of given up hope, and it got so infiltrated that you didn't know who Charlie was from the good guy.
Mm.
Well, we had the same problem with Al-Qaeda. They know Americans want out of the Middle East, American citizens as a whole. We don't believe in that war. And you and Al-Qaeda both agreed that we should just pull the heck out. Why are we over there anyway? The one element we can never overcome is Islam.
You're right.
We can never overcome Islam.
You're right. You're right.
And Vietnam at least had a multitude of religions. Part of it was heavy Catholic. You had Buddhism. You had other Christian groups over there. But in the Middle East, you have Islam, Islam only, and we'll never beat it. So why are we over there risking our troops' lives? No, I'm sorry. It's not the same thing as Vietnam when we bail. We just need to get the heck out and bring our troops home and our money and screw them because they've been like this for thousands of years, and we're not going to change it.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between those two wars, if you want to even call them wars. They're actually conflicts. Because
right.
If you look at World War II, we were in and out in, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, we just said enough, and bam, the big boys were ordered, and that just cleared it up right there. 4 years. And that was a major world war.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, as you know, Izzy. That's why people have a disconnect with, even though there's been so much sacrifice, it's not that same sacrifice from the people in America, because you're right. It's a conflict, but meaning in Washington, they want to name it a war. You're right.
Yeah, and it's not until it's declared. Vietnam was a police conflict.
Right.
The Middle East, I don't even know what you want to call it. A conflict. I call it conflict of interest myself, but anyway, can you repeat what happened about your wires? Because I was listening, but I was, oh, anybody that wants to read some real good history on Vietnam, Colonel Herring, United States Army retired, has several good books out. Excellent, excellent books that really dig into the Vietnam War period. But,
right.
What about your copper wires?
Colonel Herring, we'll remember that. Well, what we said is that the top I threw someone in the dungeon, as you know, who I threw in the dungeon was the unknown assailants. Somebody cut the copper wire at the building of where the servers are. So in doing that, that shuts off the server and shuts down the website. So if you went to go to americatonight.net, you wouldn't be able to see it. you would just see that it's not working. The servers, it says something like there's something wrong with the server or whatever. It'll be back up tomorrow, but of course it was a whole big to-do and having to get all that copper wire up there and redo the whole thing. And we know how big it is for people to steal copper, and that's exactly what happened there. I want to switch gears quickly because I haven't even touched on the politics of the day. And, of course, Sunday is the big day, heading into the week, heading now to Monday to talk about what's going on in and around D.C. and what people are buzzing about. One of the things that we've been talking about a lot here on ATN, and we're going to talk about tomorrow, some of the best VPs and some of the worst VP choices, because that's where Mitt Romney is at this point. And Marco Rubio's name keeps coming up. And whether he's eligible or whether he's not eligible, and he's the one that would be perfect for VP because of Florida and his Hispanic background and his conservative background. But Senator Rubio himself said, let's just see this whole thing get played out and then worry about it. Here he is in his own words.
From this point moving forward, I think it'd be wise for all Republicans to kind of respect that process, and myself included, and say, moving forward, we're going to let his process play itself out.
Meanwhile, David Axelrod, the big defender of the president's right-hand man, without a doubt, he gets reelected. It's on Axelrod because he knows how to get people elected, and he's building that war chest. 10-1 over Romney right now. That's what's being spent. But, of course, Romney really stepping as the presumptive nominee bigger into the general election spotlight as those primaries finish and whatnot. Here's what Axelrod had to say about the president and the choice being pretty clear.
There's a very distinct choice, and it's not about gratuitous remarks. It's about fundamental policy. Are we going to build an economy in the future that is durable, in which the middle class is growing and not shrinking, in which hard work is rewarded, responsibility is rewarded, and everybody plays by the same rules from Main Street to Wall Street? That's what the president is fighting for.
All right, you heard him, Main Street to Wall Street. The fighting has just begun. This is just the tip of this. Remember, we go all the way through until November. And Romney's having lots of problems getting people on board, or his people are, and the Republican Party, and trying to shore up everybody, take everybody with different opinions as to what should happen. The VP, I think, will be a safe choice, but I even did a segment on this, maybe last week it was, where we talked about what if you went for the Hail Mary, the really different VP, would it work in this case? Now, we saw what happened with John McCain and Sarah Palin, but I think part of that was they did have some momentum when she was first announced. It was shocking to a lot of people because she wasn't on the so-called short list for most people, but then what especially ultimately happened, and sometimes people seem to forget this, but the economy tanked big time. 2008, the fall of 2008, too big to fail, forget about it. That just totally iced it for the Republicans, I think, not winning the election. Though everything that happened on Wall Street, everything that blew up, there was a no-go no matter what any Republican vice president said. I think that's what happened more than anything. That was the end of the road. That was it, absolutely. All right, coming up next on America Tonight, my Philadelphia Flyers, woohoo, move on in the playoffs. You got to hear this. And would you believe there was a big shark caught in Mexico that I wouldn't want to be swimming around with? Oh, it's a little bit about the numbers here anyway. That's next on ATN.
BeProductiveBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProductiveBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street.
855-266-KATIE. 855-266-6283. How about it? April, out with a bang for some people in this country. A lot of snow in Buffalo. And northern and western parts, really, of New York. Rain, not going away. It pretty deep, in fact, in some areas of the Northeast. A nor'easter surprise. Who knew? Mother Nature certainly knew. That's for sure. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hello, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good, man. What's on your agenda?
Just working as usual.
Good deal.
Hearing you talking about Axelrod or whatever, talking about what's on the president's agenda as far as jobs and so forth, I mean, if you really look at the numbers, and that's what this show is all about, so we're going to look at some numbers. When President Obama came into office versus now, there are less people working now than when he came into office. But the population is booming. The numbers are being skewed for unemployment, obviously. He has no care for the middle class. I'm telling you right now, it's everything he's doing is trying to pull a blanket over everyone's eyes. And look at the gas prices now. When he came into office, it was $1.86 a gallon?
Yeah.
Compared to what it is now. And I don't understand We have a failed stimulus of over $800 billion. When he was criticizing George Bush, calling George Bush an un-American for running up $4 trillion over 8 years, well, when he runs up almost $6 trillion in 3 years, does that make him un-American as well? You know, it's...
Touche, yeah.
He's more worried about vacations and golf outings. What's his vacations and golf outings just alone that cost his country? Do you even know what it costs for one of his golf outings? I've heard he's been 93 times since in office.
Yeah, well, if it's not right down the road in Bethesda, because
right.
by the time you use Secret Service and everything else,
yeah.
It's costing you a bunch. Yeah.
It's just sickening. And I don't know. I think Marco Rubio is going to be our vice president for Mitt Romney anyway, because he needs to carry Florida. He needs to carry Ohio. Some are the two big swing states. If President Obama carries either one of them two, I think it might be Obama again. But we do have some defense here. We just have to take the Senate and hold the Congress. So if we can take Senate and Congress, then who cares who's president? Because he's not going to get anything done anyway.
But yeah, you know what? That's true.
My 2 cents.
Yeah, good 2 cents. You know what, Jay? Two hands on the wheel, keep the faith. He makes a good point, and he's right about the Florida situation. That's why I think Marco Rubio, because he needs Florida. He needs Florida or Ohio. He's absolutely right to have even any kind of a shot. But, you know, remains to be seen, because there's no definite indication. I know there's been pressure to go with Rubio, and it makes sense. Popular with the Tea Party, the Hispanic vote, all that kind of stuff. Conservative, if it works, but not a shoo-in by any, I mean, not a shoo-in by any stretch of the imagination that he's going to be the one. Now Jeb Bush says, you know what, I wouldn't back away from it either. So even he's saying he might be interested. All right, we're going to hopscotch a little bit here. You can still poke your way in, but it's got to be fast. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I've got to spend a few seconds at least on my Philadelphia Flyers, because I grew up in a town that was big, big on hockey, and I grew up in a hockey family, and I have just great memories of watching the Philadelphia Flyers with my grandfather, who, bless his soul, lived to be 93, and still, till the day he died, we were talking about the Philadelphia Flyers, and my mom and my brother and, you know, all of my family, big, big, big fans. So today I watched the tail end of that. Philadelphia, of course, beating Pittsburgh, and I think we have a little slice of sound from that.
Bouncing puck squirts out the center, and Yager took it away from Chris Letang. It's at the Pittsburgh line. They can't get it out. Here's Drew. Took the shot, and he's fouled! A giveaway by the Penguins inside their own line, and Bo Giroux steps in line. Just 32 seconds into the first period. Now Danny Briere on the move at center ice. Briere right wing. Voracek in over the line. Tries to take it to the corner. Now to Briere. Out in front. The Bunting's pucking the goal mouth. And the Flyers come! It pinballs in behind Marc-Andre Fleury. And in a scramble in front, the Flyers get it back and make it 4-1. Braden Schenn gets the empty net goal, and the Flyers with two in the first, two in the second, one in the third. They block 40 Pittsburgh shots. And who's going to stop the Penguins? Asked and answered. Flyers take out Pittsburgh in six, and they're on to the second round.
All right, go Philly. Boston, by the way, I'll throw this in for all of you who are Boston fans or Washington fans. 4-3, Boston edge out the Caps. That series is tied at 3. And a final in overtime, L.A. beating Vancouver 2-1. L.A. wins 4-1. Matt, you're a huge hockey person. I know you've been watching a bunch of this stuff. Pretty exciting for these Philadelphia Flyers, I would say, to move on. Especially, they've had Pittsburgh's number, but this was a big win for them, and they trounced them.
Yeah, the playoffs as a whole have been pretty awesome. We had a lot of upsets. The Kings knocked off the number one seed, the Canucks, tonight, too. They finished them off. A lot of the series are even or extremely competitive, where you have underdog teams going ahead. You had Nashville finally knocking off Detroit. They've been going at it for a couple of years now. And all the overtime games. I don't remember what it was, but there's been, I think it's like 12 or something.
So far, yeah.
Games.
Yeah, there's double
crazy
digits, yeah.
Number. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot of fun to watch, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. One thing that wouldn't be fun to watch, if you were swimming anyway, is this crazy, crazy story about in Mexico, the fact that they came up with a bunch of fishermen found a 2,000-pound great white shark. 2,000 pounds. How big is that? I saw a little blurb on it, and then I went to look up more on it to see what the scoop was. 2,000 pounds to me says, man, my little skiff, if I'm in one of those little boats, is really, I can't pull this thing in. Because the whole thing is to pull in a fish like that so you don't have a fish tail, if you know what I'm saying, because then people don't believe you. What are you talking about? Giant great white. Of course there's great whites, but that big, that's got to be one of the biggest. No chum in those waters. Oh, yeah. I couldn't swim fast enough. The idea of a shark circling, yeah. At that big, too, I don't know what it is, but I am fascinated by great white sharks. I think I got sucked into as many of you might have. Shark Week, you know, when you're chilling on the couch and you look up and you're flipping around and next thing you know, you're watching another version of who did what to who in the water with Shark Week. And there's something about the great white shark is... They say this is a shark that's not as fearsome in reality as it is in our imaginations, and that really the scientific research, if we were to learn more about the sharks, is that they're elusive kind of predators, and they're not this killing machine that we've made them out to be. I'm sorry, if I'm in a boat and I see one of those great whites, I'm just not feeling really, really comfortable about it. Not feeling comfortable. I wanted to hit a couple of quick headlines for you as we look at some of the headlines coming out of the various papers quickly here at the tail end. Washington Times, if you woke up this morning on the weekend going into the beginning of this week, you would have seen Utah Senator Orrin Hatch can't avoid a primary fight. Yeah, how about that? He fell short of winning the Republican nomination outright. So he's going to face a former state senator in a June primary runoff election. Ooh, that's brutal for him. He's been there forever and a day. New York Times, they had this. A conservative nonprofit acts as a lobbyist for business. They're talking about the American Legislative Exchange Council, and it includes a lot of lawmakers and corporations. They actually draft legislation on about 1,000 bills introduced in state legislatures. That's where most of that is based anyway. Interesting stuff. Lots more to come. And your thoughts, once we get our website back up, send them to me, americatonight.net.